is all of them getting together at once. What happened? And I got clued into how to make it happen when I discovered that I had to satiate each particular sense and bring it to its highest possible peak. It took me a couple of years to learn how to do that. That's why I say exactly what I mean. I had to learn to use exactly the right word for every utterance I made. It was the biggest key to having the experience. People say things and they don't have their voice right, they don't have their impact right, they don't have their consciousness right, and they don't know it. If you can imagine listening to an operatic singer, there is a person who has taken an instrument and put total consciousness into it, and they play it just the same as if they were sitting down playing a piano. If you could realize that you can use your mind exactly that same way by learning to sharpen every little bitsy aspect of it. But I used to be able to sit down and tell people how to do it. I can't remember any of that stuff anymore.
Most people don't even know where the keys are.
No, they haven't the faintest notion. The average person, Doug, you Christ, what's the use?
I don't even know where the instrument is.
Yeah, well,
everybody's got a different model, too.
But then there's the other aspect of it. You have to consider the fact that what happened to me happened to me alone. And the chances of somebody else's genetic pattern being identical to mine are non-existent. So the particular things that were important for me, the chances of them being important for someone else is almost zero. That's why you have to go back to yourself in everything, because you've got to find out what you've got to find out. You read this philosopher, that philosopher, this guy sat down, wrote a book, that guy said, you read very many of them, you begin to realize no two of them followed even similar paths in their mental development. Not even remotely similar. But everyone that got to anything of any kind of achievement was a person, what I do with it, who did their own thing. Strictly their own thing. And that's the reason I say that that time in the morning, I always come back to that time in the morning, that was my key. That was the only time I could be free of the overlord of the day and the underlord of the night. I had that space in between.
Well, I wondered a couple of things about that. Analyze the dreams during the night too?
Like no, each dream occasionally, rare, once in a blue moon. Years ago, John, I laid down, went into a certain altered state of consciousness, put my body to sleep, and continued right on just as though the day had never stopped. And when the morning came and it was time for the body to wake up, I'd go into an altered state of consciousness, wake the body up, sit there and review what I did all. It was just the same as you sitting up in your room thinking. Only I went right straight through the night that way. And I had a couple of years of that. That's why I got so goddamn much work done, but it was perfectly useless for anybody but me because I've lost all of it. I was getting 20, 35, 50 years a year in. Compared to what the average guy thinks. Because I was thinking 24 hours a day, there was no break in it. You know, I'd go to school, go to work, go here, go there, it didn't make any difference. I had two minds operating. I could be working on a car and thinking, you know, just stop for a second here to think of what I had to do. Go ahead and do it and continue right on thinking, man. It never slowed up. But I never heard anybody ever even describe a state like that before. I did, but I'll tell you, kid, it existed.
You notice the dreams over the course of the night fall into different patterns or different qualities?
Well, with like me, the dreams...
Ones, are they different than the last ones?
The first ones are always about what was going on during the day. The next level I would like to know what the hell's going on for a couple of very real reasons right now, and I can't even remember them. Then later on at the night, I'm working on this same old problem of mine, of trying to get my mind back, which, as I keep saying, will probably never happen. So just, it's just, you can't go on without trying, but your chances of getting anywhere with it are probably nil.
Sounds though, the ones that you remember in the morning are the ones you had at the very end, like the last
That's
hour.
Right. And those That's
are,
right.
It seems like those are the most garbage-level dreams.
Well, they aren't for me. For me, they're always about I'm climbing a mountain or doing. It's always a situation where I'm trying to get something done. Sometimes I can get it done. Sometimes I can't. No matter what I'm dreaming about, that's always the story. Well, just before I wake up, assuming I wake up ordinarily without having someone wake me up.
You know, when I've been studying that moment that you're talking about since the last time I was over here. And I am more conscious of coming into wakefulness at that point than I am of leaving the
dream state.
And I became quite a bit more aware of what you're talking about with this, when this, you say this, which it does, the state of mind hits you.
And it locks on like a vice,
and you think, what the shit is this?
That's right.
And you realize that, like you said, I know quite well as it's approaching that it's not me.
It's you all day, though,
but it's me all day, right.
If you can expand that time by 1 second a day, it's a gold mine. Because in time, just by being in that space and doing nothing, you'll begin to be able to triangulate what comes over you and begin to see it in dimensions and realize the particular thoughts that are involved in it. And that's the key. When you can realize what those attitudes are, then you can find out how they got to be that way and how you can change them. But the only opportunity you have to be free of it is that time. That's something else that I've never heard anybody say anything about, but I've been screaming my head off about it for 20 years.
I'll tell you, that's when I first started watching that. That to me, it seemed like a quite real possibility of doing something work. You know, doing some real work.
That's exactly the point. It's the only time you're out of the arena and you can see what the hell's going on. And it happens in everybody. People that wake up instantaneously can slow it down. I've had them do it in the ARE groups. I've had people that said they couldn't do anything about it, try for a year and a half, and finally start to get somewhere, and then get their hands on a gold mine.
I think it really is a gold mine.
It's the only free time I know of, until you've been in that free time long enough to learn in that free time how to return to that free time in the waking state during the day. That's tough, but once you learn how to do it, you can do it.
I think there's another moment, but it's one, you have more possibilities with what you're talking about, but I think another moment where that happens is everybody normally goes in that, they're locked in, as you say, but if something out of the ordinary would happen, a shock, where suddenly...
That's right, you break into that.
You break
in between time, that's right.
And there, but there you can't plan on that, so
no.
You don't know when that's going to happen.
That's right.
But that's another moment where that's
there's amazing. Another time, too, on a regular basis, but most people get too tired. If you don't get too tired before you go to sleep, you can learn to slow it down and watch your whole conscious process come to a stop. Hold it there. Watch the dream process start up and drift over into dreams. And after a while, you can make that time as wide as you can make the time in the morning.
Past week or about two or three nights, I fell asleep on the couch. It's usually by doing evening, I just sit, I turn off all the lights, and I sit my our oldest kid on a couch with me. And that's one way to deal calm couch too. But I fell asleep around the couch at least two times, maybe three times. If you sleep there for an hour or 2 hours and you get up, then you go wash your face and brush your teeth, but it seems like everything's all, your day is already turned off.
Yeah.
And the day doesn't turn back on again because you know you're only going to be up for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed is there seems like that there's a presence of something looming over you that maybe your mind was working on it, and it was interrupted. It wasn't really, you know, it wasn't intended for you to wake up at that point. It seems like there's something that my mind was working on at the time, and about three times during the week I noticed that everybody woke up, but it seemed like there are different things, but there's something that wasn't totally digested or something that I was working on at the time.
If you can get to the point where you can identify those states of mind that are actually in control of the whole government of your consciousness, right now there's something governing my consciousness. With me, 90% of the time it's hostility. But I still can't see it, I just know that. If you can get to the point where you can snap off, step back into yourself, step away from yourself, up and behind yourself, and see just exactly what the hell you're doing at that moment. People are at work and they're doing, look, here, let me give you an example. You're sitting there, there's a typist, she's going like this, the phone rings, she answers the phone, she's going like this, the phone rings again, she answers, she puts it. Her attitude is changing, she's getting more and more hostile because she's being interrupted. She's not conscious of that. That's what I'm talking about being conscious of. Your basic emotional attitude from second to second. The reason I bring it up is, if you try to become aware of these things, you will discover things about yourself that will just absolutely dumbfound you. And you don't have to go to somebody and have them tell you. It'll pop into your mind.
Usually the same thing all the time?
With most people, most of the time, it's some one thing. Some one irritant.
It's probably about the easiest time to see if it was in the morning when you put it on.
And in the evening when you take it off.
What are most people conscious of all the time? I mean, their attention is on something.
A two-folded thing. Hostility with a sexual face. The majority of people are sexually fantasizing 24 hours a day. But it's a hostility mechanism. It has nothing to do with true sexuality. Which is why when people ask me about sexuality, I tell them I don't even think about it. Because you can't get into it with them. Sex is 99% hostility mechanism on this earth, and that's not what it's supposed to be. If you learn to be aware of your hostilities and deal with them directly and get them resolved, your attitude toward you won't even live in the same world. You won't even live in the same world.
How is sex manifested? Or how does hostility manifest itself through sex? What do you mean as a frustration?
You see that phone? That was designed by a Freudian designer. It's a feminine form. They use it in every aspect of advertising, design, you name it. You listen, if you had any idea what Madison Avenue was doing and what these knuckleheads out of tech don't know that they're doing.
Yeah.
These people in design that don't have any idea of the drive that's making them do things.
You've seen this?
No, what is it?
Subliminal techniques of influencing consumer
behavior,
they,
yeah, but
grand
plate keys or something.
They're putting subliminal messages in all these visual ads and audio, subliminal audio messages and all these advertisements.
Well, all I'm
saying that's deliberate, though. Jim is even saying that people aren't even aware of how they're putting it in.
They're designed.
They aren't even aware of how they're putting it in. That's the set. Look, oh boy. Just phallic symbols, vaginal symbols, breast symbols, hip symbols, leg symbols. Oh God, it's just, you're awash in it. You don't even know it. That's what's on the inner mind of all of these people that are down, sitting down, doing all this layouts, design work, and all of it. They don't even know what they're doing. All they know is it sells. They don't know why it sells. All because people don't have the vaguest notion of what's on their inner mind every minute of every hour of every day. You live in a world where Nam-Nob is the king. They do not know, they do not want to know, that if you threaten them with knowing, they'll kill you.
What do you think? You probably invite them to free press one as I think.
Yeah. It just, you listen, I get going on it and then my hostility gets into it because it drives, I live in a world that is, Joe, what a fucking garbage can. And you there's no, look, the problem is, as long as they're fed, it can't change. There's nothing in them to permit it to change. The only reason I learned anything is because I had a gun at my head for 30 years. That's the only reason anybody ever learns anything. And we are in a fat, well-fed, satiated society, and learning is the last interest. That not only the last interest, the highest threat. The highest possible. You threaten somebody with learning something, Jesus Christ, the minute they find out they're an asshole, they'll come after you with a gun.
That's right.
Even at the universities, nobody wants to learn anymore.
Absolutely not.
It's computer science and scratch for a nickel and, you know,
period.
Talk about learning and they look at
listen,
you like you're
you
some
should
kind
have
of
gone to me with me to the Western Pennsylvania Philosophical Society and heard the philosophers. When I find out what a conglomerate of assholes they were, I died. That was my highest mountain. I was still looking for a guru, and that's what I found. That's all they weren't doing. Walking in circles. If that would have been complete, I could have given them the goddamn music and the tempo and everything else. Western Pennsylvania Philosophical, holy Christ. I got out there with a throwing brickbats at them.
Sound like tambourines.
The tambourines are so much closer to the truth that it's sickening.
Probably they are.
They're moving. Exactly. They're being honest. These guys are mainlining on Kierkegaard and Kant, and you can't get two of them to agree on two words.
That's the whole idea. And then their fun will be over.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm spent, I hope. All I have to do is start thinking about it. My mind just goes...
We can't finish with the 4th of July.
Yeah, right.
We light it. We should light it with him.
Yeah, remember to bring this subject up again.
Next 4th of July, we'll take Jim down to the farm and say, Western Pennsylvania is philosophical. Watch him go.
Sickening. It is sickening. I was still looking for a social club. I started a philosophy club. They couldn't believe I got it off the ground. I had 5 members. 1 meeting, and that was that. I never went back. And you can't tell them why. In other words, I wanted to sit there and tell them, will you please go out and read Freud? Do me a favor, go out and read Freud. Then you'll know what all this fucking hostility is about. What hostility? We're not hostile! I said, so long.
Yeah, there seems to be a tremendous movement to knock Freud down.
Boy. Guess why? Freud can tell you why. You know, it's the old story. Let's pick nit about the 2% that doesn't matter and forget the 98% that hit the gong right in the middle. ship.
He didn't have a very flattering view of our condition.
He didn't have a, you bet your sweet ass he didn't. He called a spade a bloody shovel and let it go at that. But Freud couldn't have imagined what happened since. If Freud had happened about now, when it isn't totally sexually perverse, there might have been some hope. Don't worry, in another 20 years there'll be a Freudian revival. And then it'll wane again, you know, the old pendulum back and forth.
Well,
you read it, and tell me you don't think too highly of it. Good morning.
What's your opinion?
I've also heard Rose say that Ford had more on the ball than many.
That's in the album.
A lot of Freud is valid.
He says good stuff about Freud too.
He just doesn't like his franchising.
He just contradicts everything he says somewhat.
Freud himself,
place,
you know? He was
everybody makes the assumption, which is not true.
He was kind of
sick. Freud's attitude about overt sexuality was anything goes, and the more the better. You'll never find that in Freud. You'll find it in Brill. You'll find it in Adler, but you'll never find it in Freud. In this country, all Freudian thought was funneled through A.A. Brill and, what's his name, Adler.
Albert.
I can't even remember. I don't think it was Albert.
Lou.
No. It'll
come. When we talk, given it a more... possibly even almost esoteric type connotation, or
Well,
that's really an interesting.
Freud was terrified of getting a hold of a lot of intellectual abstractors, and he stepped on them like bugs if he got the opportunity. And strangely, no one that I know that he was a fear of his, and I don't know of anyone that ever took off with his ideas. The thing that, well, of course, you know, in philosophy, 50 years isn't 20 seconds. And we have yet to have anything that even remotely resembles a Freudian philosopher. And when it's done, as far as I'm concerned, that was my life's work. That's what I wanted to do. Develop the philosophical implications of the Freudian ideas. Now, you see how far it goes.
What did you think of Jung?
I don't understand what Jung's basic argument with. Freud could explain Jung. Jung can't explain Freud. Huh. And I think in his later years, I saw Jung on the television one time when he was in his 80s. Motion picture, you know what I mean? I don't think it was videotape or anything. They said to him, what in your analysis of yourself, how would you classify yourself? He said, I wouldn't.
One comment Freud made towards the very end when he was evaluating his work, he said that he realized that he was only dealing with the basement of, you know, the psyche or human nature, and he never got up to the higher levels.
That's exactly where I figured I fit in. I'm not kidding you.
Well, I think that was Jung's main break, is that I don't think he so much disagreed with Freud, but just that he was leaving out a lot of higher stuff.
Well, no, Freud never went anywhere near it. Freud was just laying out the groundwork for the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious work. And he never made a comment beyond that. But to get back to Plato, if you once know what a man has to do, then and only then can you say what a man should do. And we're a long way from knowing what he has to do yet, but we've got a world full of assholes telling us what we should do.
Well, maybe Freud overstated his case.
Sure.
He made all the comments about religion being, you know, just sickness and stupidity and dishonesty and stuff. I think people just took that as like a 100% statement. And he left out that there's something else.
Yeah, well, there again, I'd say the same thing. Well, I don't know whether I would or not, because religion is exhaustive. It's a road to the heights. When you get to the heights, the road by which you got there is just like walking through a garbage dump. What were you going to say, Steve?
Could you go into that? Would you, or maybe you covered that earlier. Would you say, man, what it has to do? What he has to do?
Well, I'm just saying that until you know what a man has to do, until you understand the base mechanisms of consciousness, you cannot presume to tell him what he should do. You cannot come up with a moral code or an ethical code or any other code, because how in the hell are you going to know what's good and bad until you know what has to be? In other words, supposing you decide killing is bad, well, killing can't be all bad, because you're slaughtering sheep, you're slaughtering cows. I mean, so you get into a value structure. You get into questions of values. When is it good and when is it bad? Until you know what you have to do, you can't decide what you should or shouldn't do.
Do you mean that in the sense of what a person has to do to develop his...
to exist at all.
Okay.
Starting with the breath you breathe. The thing that gets problematical instantly is, whether you realize it or not, you cannot stop thinking. Thinking goes on in organized ways whether you like it or don't. It changes constantly, very subtly, very slowly, but it's always shifting. It's going from something to something. And this is true of the individual, and it's true of the immediate society he lives in, the next larger element of society, and larger. We have customs and attitudes and ideas in this country that the rest of the world looks at like we walk around on our head. Mm-hmm. We look at them like they walk around on their head. All because nobody ever sits down and abstracts what is the implication of what you're doing. What does it lead to? What is inevitable if you realize what was going on? That's all this environmental bullshit's about. When we were kids, nobody thought a thing about the fact that you could cut the air with a knife. You never heard a word about it. They're just waking up at this date, very slowly, to the fact that they've destroyed the goddamn place. Another one of my pet peeves. And when I was 6 years old, I was screaming about it. And they haven't even listened. If they stop the whole goddamn world and everybody got off, it's already too late. There's not going to be any water. The oil's gone. The coal's going. They talk about a 100-year supply of coal like that meant something. What's 100 years? Nothing. They better start planting trees at a violent rate, boy. If you don't have a renewable resource, you shouldn't be allowed to touch it under any circumstances. This steel glut is over. It doesn't have another 20 years in it. There's not enough usable iron ore left. You don't hear anybody saying anything about it. And that's nothing. Sulfur, borax, potassium, calcium, Christ, the nitrates. And they're just ripping it up and tearing it up. Away we go, boy. Fuck it all. Live today, the hell tomorrow, you know. Yeah, another one I'm going. You know, they'll find a magic machine that turns seawater into everything. They sure will. Like this, they will. That's the reason I'm telling you. We are living, we are making you, me, on welfare. I'm making an asshole out of Louis XIV. I'm living better than he did on welfare. That's how goddamn crazy it is. I can go to the store and get produce from the ends of the earth. Things that Louis XIV didn't even know were there. And he was the Sun King. He was glutting himself at every opportunity in every direction. He literally did nothing but try to dream up new ways to blow money.
Was that Richelieu's king?
Yeah. You know, his summer cabin at Versailles, one of his little... They wonder why the French blew up in his face. The French haven't had a straight thought since, but that's beside the point. That was his summer cabin. It meandered down there to the boys that got it pretty looking enough for him. Christ almighty. And all because some, I'm convinced, insane white man decided, I'm tired of picking berries. I'm going to plant some of that shit. Now you tell me where anybody ever got the idea to plant something. That's what started it all. And everywhere they had good seasons, the fun began. And, you know, it's not that much time. It's not 6,000 years. 6,000 years is nothing.
You know, I've become aware recently of this thing that's really been bothering me for years, and I could never figure... I didn't even know I was thinking about it, but it used to bother me, possibly more than anything else, and that is, basically, how the heck this whole...
apparatus got started.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even realize I was worried about it.
Until you answer that question, you're going to have it to deal with. When I say that, I mean, it's a mistake to say too much other than to say that you're into cosmology. And if you go to the library and get a hold of some Plato and read that and get into some of the pre-Socratics and get their ideas, the ideas haven't changed. But what I'm saying to you is this, you can save yourself time by getting ideas. You'll find that some ideas click for you and some don't. But once you get started, they grow among themselves, the ideas. You're thinking about it today, you don't think about it for a month. A month later, you go back, you start thinking about it, and you realize that some inner process worked on it while you were gone.
That's true.
And you have to catch up with yourself. Everybody's worried about that.
But philosophically, I'm back there picking berries. I didn't realize that, but that's where my mentality is.
That's not where your mentality, that's where your mentality is now. You have no idea what it took to get that far. How many people on the street do you think ever give it a thought? If you start counting on your hands, you'll be dead before you run out of fingers. Believe me. What I'm telling you is, that's your genetic imprint. Until you deal with that, that's going to bug you. Somebody else doesn't have that genetic. They could care what.
One bit of trouble I have with what you were saying earlier about having to answer all of your emotional needs and, you know, settling all that stuff is if you live in a system that is largely self-destructive and just doesn't seem to work. Like, in other words, how can you achieve emotional satisfaction in a context that, you know, that doesn't work, that isn't satisfying, you can't?
Well, I can only tell you that the big problem that you're probably talking about is fitting into the world. And when these problems pressed on me, I didn't have to fit into the world.
Well, I'm
they hit me at a different age.
Even bigger than that. Just the whole life system doesn't seem to work, or at least the whole
life system work. They're producing these assholes. We're going to have another 4.5 billion of them in 5 years. That'll make it 9. What do you want for work? That's all it's designed to do. This that you and I are sitting is for the selected few. And if you think it relates to them and that's your standard for their success, you're barking up the wrong goddamn tree. Success is personal. This system is a winner for them, and they're out there doing the shit out of it. And I'm tickled to death they are. They're keeping me.
That's right. They're paving all them streets out there.
That's right. Let them go. Let them rip. I don't give a fuck what they do. If it comes to guns, I'll get a bigger one. I don't care. They aren't cut out of the same bowl of cloth I am, and that's all there is to it. They're so successful it's sickening. They're so successful it's all over.
No, but what I'm referring to is it seems that the whole, you know, the answers are beyond my comprehension at this point.
The idea of saying
your answers, not theirs. Remember that.